There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Megan Miner, filling in for Ken Heisey today, but alongside me, the great Steve Mahler.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for saying how great I am.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Everybody should know.
I just had my 40th wedding anniversary and my wife didn't even say I was great, so that's exciting. Thank you.
Well, you're
nice
welcome.
To be here with you.
I'm glad I could do that for
you.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Well, we are advisors with Heisey Advisory Group, and you know, we're here every weekend with you talking about everything in retirement. But retirement is certainly challenging in many different aspects. You know, what a life-changing event it truly is for you. You've worked a lifetime, and now you've chosen to retire to hopefully live a whole other lifetime. But how prepared are you? Have you crossed all the T's and all the I's? Because when you compare your working career and the investments that go with that to that of, you know, your retirement life and the investments that go with it, they're completely different. I mean, some things will always remain constant, but there's so many things that change. You know, how you've handled your investments and your money is going to change. And specifically, we have defined 6 different risks that you will face in retirement that weren't as important to worry about when you were still working and accumulating money. I promise we're not trying to scare you.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, this is a big change. You know, you've been going through your working life for 30, maybe 40 years, and now you've got to really get your arms around a completely different new lifestyle, something that you've never done before. Retirement is new, and how do you get prepared for it? And what are some of the things that potentially could sidetrack your retirement? So, you know, when it comes to planning, as we do, there are some things we're going to talk about today that are issues you need to be mindful of and things
that
could happen.
And that could happen.
Sometimes there's things that are even out of your control. So we want to talk a little bit about some of those things.
Yeah, because like you were saying, things drastically change when you leave the workforce and enter retirement. I mean, your life and your routine will change on a daily basis. You know, your risk tolerance, we talk about that all the time, changes from when you go from your working years to your retirement years. And an emotional connection to the money you have is totally different in how you view that, you know, and your financial and income requirements will likely change as well. But the risks we're going to talk about today are 6 different risks, and we want to help you address those. Having a game plan or a written plan for not only how you're going to invest your retirement dollars, but how you can address these risks is very important and crucial to a successful retirement plan. You know, we can help you sort it all out. We're going to discuss those today. But along the way in today's show, if you have any questions or you'd like to come in and sit down with us and review your plan, see if these risks have been met for you, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. 4,400. We want to help make sure that you're on the right track and you don't fall short because of these kinds of risks that you could, you know, plan for and try to avoid as much as possible. But we have a lot to cover today, so let's get things started and we'll get the show going.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking of while you were talking is that retirement and getting ready for retirement isn't just about the money. There's a real psychological shift that you have to be able to make when you leave the workforce. Remember, you've been getting up every day and going into work and having coffee or breakfast or lunch with the same people for 25, 30, maybe 40 years in some cases. You worked on a team maybe. You accomplished goals and objectives. So at the end of the day, you'd come home, and while you may have been exhausted, you felt like you'd really achieved something and accomplished something because either you individually or you and your team had reached some milestones or were successful in getting some project done. But now when you're retired, you sort of lose all of that. And for a lot of people in their working years, that's kind of their identity. And certainly I'm not suggesting that your work is who you are, but now you've got to get your arms around the fact that, hey, you're not having coffee with these folks. You're not.
It's what you've known for.
That's all you've ever known, right?
I mean, and for people that have been with the same company even for 20, 30, you know, 30 plus years, it's a huge change.
And it is amazing to me how many families we see on a regular basis that have spent their entire careers with the same company.
Yeah.
You know, young people today, this millennial crowd that maybe you fit into, this millennial crowd, they think that the way to get ahead in business is to keep changing jobs, and you kind of climb the ladder by changing jobs, where a lot of our families that we meet, they climb the ladder in the same company and spent 25, 30, 35 years with the same company. And that's impressive.
Very. Well, let's get started with our first risk that we're going to talk about today. It's really not one that you can control yourself, but it's something that you can help yourself plan for. And it's the sequence of returns in, you know, the first few years of your retirement.
Yeah. And sequence of returns is a really big one. And I don't think our industry focuses enough on this issue. So we know that you can control when you're going to retire. So that's totally within your control, of course, unless you get fired. But assuming you don't get fired, you can choose when you're going to retire. But you can't determine what the market is going to do right prior to retirement or right after retirement. And you hear us talk frequently about the retirement red zone, that 3 to 5 years before you retire and that 3 to 5 years right after you retire. Because if you retire in the middle of a bull market, is that going to continue? If you retire in the middle of a bear market, is that going to continue? So you have to be able to create portfolios that are designed around, obviously, your comfort level with risk and understanding that you don't have control of what the markets are going to do. And the important takeaway point, I think, is that big losses require big recoveries, right?
Yeah.
And when you're working and you're getting a paycheck and you're contributing to your retirement accounts, you can withstand those big losses generally because you've got time, you've got years to go before retirement. But as you're entering retirement, you may not have the opportunity for your portfolio to recover from big losses.
And one of the big things I want you to, you know, touch on is we teach classes throughout the year. And one part of the class that we talk about is the sequence of returns when people are retiring. But there's a scenario that we ran. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we call it the Ken and Steve scenario, but with Ken gone and you here, we'll call it the Megan and Steve scenario. So we're going to give Megan and Steve both $500,000, and they both need a 6% return. They're going to take $30,000 as a withdrawal from their portfolio. The only difference in the two scenarios is that Steve retires in 1990 and Megan is going to retire in 2000. And so we use the S&P 500, the actual results from those two decades. So Steve retires in 1990.
What was happening in the 90s?
Yeah, 90s were a great year. The markets were going up year after year after year. Returns were phenomenal. So Steve takes takes his $500,000. All the investments that Steve and Megan are putting their money into, the S&P 500, are identical in both scenarios. So Steve starts with $500,000, and 10 years later, at the end of that decade, he ends up with $1,234,000 and some change. So 10 years later now, Megan decides to retire, do exactly the same thing, same $500,000, taking the same 6% withdrawal, $30,000, except she's retiring in the year 2000. Remember, 2000, the dot-com bubble burst, the Y2K, everybody thought the computers were going to crash, whole different environment. Megan retires with $500,000, takes her 6% cash flow, and lo and behold, at the end of her decade, she ends up with $156,081.
I'm not too happy about that.
No, you're not happy. And Steve, obviously, at the end of his first decade in retirement, was smiling ear to ear. The point being is you cannot control what the markets are going to do before, during, and after your retirement. And you have to really understand how to build out a portfolio that can guard against and protect against those worst case scenarios where the sequence of returns can be devastating to your retirement portfolio.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we did nothing different other than when we decided to retire. And, you know, you need to think about that and have a retirement plan that can withstand some of those. If you were to retire in 2000, would your plan have withstood that?
Yeah. How would you have liked your first 3 years of retirement?
Exactly.
To have, you know, have the markets go down 40-50% almost?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had to go back to work back then in
right.
reality because they weren't prepared for it.
And thinking of, you know, you retire, right? You don't think about 30 years down the road from now. Your retirement is going to most likely last probably another 30 plus years, I mean, depending on your health and family history, but that's the second risk is longevity.
Yeah.
We are living a lot longer today.
If we knew your expiration date, kind of like on the can of beer, this would be pretty easy. Meaning, if we knew when you were going to expire, planning for retirement would be a lot simpler process. But the reality is, people are living longer. And this is not your parents' retirement. You know, the generation before us, they were retiring with pensions. That was really their interest. They had their pensions, they had their Social Security, went out to the mailbox every month and got their income. And today, with most pensions going by the boards, it's very important that you make sure that the assets that you're saving are going to be able to last your lifetime, because the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. So if you plan to retire at age 60, it's possible you could be retired 30, 35
well into your
years.
90s,
sure,
possibly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
yep.
The you know, last thing to go with that is your budget. And when people hear budget, they think of constricting. But it's really not, it shouldn't be that, but it should be, what do you want your retirement to look like? What do you want to do? But you have to put a price tag on
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah, what's it going to cost to retire?
Yeah.
And then once you know that, how do you pay for it? And how do you make sure that that stream that's going to pay for your retirement is going to last your lifetime?
Mm-hmm. Again, this is Megan Miner and Steve Mahler, advisors with Heisey Advisory Group, and this is your retirement highway. If you're looking to have someone look at the risks, these risks that we're talking about today in retirement, and see if your current plan has addressed them all, give us a call today, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Megan and Steve are here, not Megan and Ken, because Ken, once again, is on vacation.
Actually, it would be Steve and Ken, typically.
It would
not
be.
Not Megan and Ken. But
did I say Megan and Ken?
Yeah.
I didn't say my name?
No, you did not.
Oh, well, I'm Steve, and you're Megan.
I'm glad we got that worked out.
Yeah, Ken is on vacation. So anyway, we're talking about some risks that could have an impact on your retirement. And the first couple we talked about, sequence of return risk, longevity risk. And these risks can have an extreme impact on your portfolio. And, knowing about them is really half the battle. It's important to know so that you can be prepared. And while I was not a Boy Scout, we espouse the Boy Scout motto, which is be prepared. And so give us a call at 314-328-4400. Schedule a second opinion. Come on in. Let us take a look at your nest egg. Let us see if we can identify where maybe you're falling short in some of these areas. Let us see if we can identify where maybe some of these risks are really inherent in what you're currently doing as you prepare to go into retirement. And let us take a look and see if we can help you create a plan that'll address some of these issues and set you on the path to having a successful retirement. So again, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, the number's 314-328-4400.
Yeah, just like you were saying there, Steve, though, about, knowing is half the battle is so true, because you could have all the knowledge in the world and then not do anything with it. So it's really the application of it. And I know Ken refers to that all the time.
I was just thinking about it.
It's now rubbing off on me, and now I'm bringing it up.
Right.
But it's a good point.
The old saying, knowledge is power, and Ken always says, no, knowledge is not power. It's the application of the knowledge. That's power. So if somebody gave you a book of all the things that you needed to do to be successful, whether it was in your life in general or in retirement, and you took the book and you put it up on the shelf and you never looked at it again, you've got the knowledge, but you haven't applied it. It's the application of the knowledge that really gives you the power.
Yeah. So it's like Ken is kind of even here.
I thought I was Ken, so when I said earlier that I was Ken, I was all confused. So the next risk that we wanted to talk about was inflation risk. And this one is one of those, nebulous sort of risks, in that, maybe in the early part of your retirement, inflation is real and really does impact you. But what we have found in the families that we're working with, that we find that later in their retirement, inflation is not such a big deal. But we look at just historically, over the last 100 years, the average has been about 3%.
And just within the last 10 is about 2%.
Yeah, I mean, it's not been all that significant, but you do want to be sure, because you're not earning a paycheck any longer. You're actually trying to create one. And so when you have an environment where there is some element of inflation, we're certainly in an environment where interest rates have been fairly low. As you're trying to create that paycheck, inflation is important. So any good plan, whether it's an income plan, overall investment plan, or the entire holistic plan like our roadmap review that takes into account all five cogs of that wheel, which is income planning, investment planning, estate planning, tax planning, and healthcare planning, all those things combined together, you've got to make sure that you're taking a look as you build out your income plan and plan for inflation, because certainly with healthcare costs, the cost of healthcare going up every single year, probably by way more than just the typical average of other things like, say, food and,
Right. And that's actually one of the risks we're going to talk about here is the next one.
Yep, it is. Definitely. And then, of course, the other thing that you got to be paying attention to is when you're trying to create your income, create your cash flow, how do you most effectively and efficiently be able to get your income from the various buckets that you have of not only your investments? You hear us talk every week about those investment buckets, whether it's your tax-as-you-go bucket or the tax-deferred bucket or the tax-free bucket. But more importantly, what are the other sources of cash flow? Do you have a pension? What about Social Security? We've talked about your, you know, income from your investments. Do you have rental income? How do you blend all that together, taking into account that inflation is real, certainly in the earlier years, but I would submit that as you get older and you start to slow down, and you're maybe doing less than you were doing in those early years, inflation maybe doesn't have quite the impact. Ken likes to tell the story of his parents when they were in their early 90s, and a foray for them to get out of the house was to go fill their car up with gas once a month, even though they really didn't need it, but it got them out.
Well, and what Ken refers to as, now we'll bring Ken back in, is there's different stages of your retirement years. So there's the go-go years, though that's right, you know, after you retire, you're traveling, you're, you know, doing stuff with your grandkids, whatever it may be, you know, a few years, 15 years down the road, maybe you're in kind of your slow-go years. Maybe you take one trip a year or, you know, you're doing less. And then you get into the later part of your retirement, which is your no-go years.
And with people living longer, there are a lot of us that are going to experience those no-go years.
Right.
And inflation probably doesn't have quite the impact on you then as it does earlier on. Another risk,
which you kind of just mentioned,
talking about healthcare cost risk. So it's important if you don't have the ability to carry your employer's group insurance forward into retirement, and we have some families that have that phenomenal benefit that they get retiree health benefits, but if not, you've got to figure out, especially if you're going to retire early, how are you going to bridge that gap to Social Security to Medicare at age 65. So let's just say you wanted to retire at 60 or 62. Maybe at 62, maybe you elect the COBRA from your employer's plan that gets you another 18 months. Now you're out to 63 and a half. You got a year and a half potentially that you've got to go out and pay for health care insurance on your own.
Because for people, it's different, obviously, if you're single or married, but what are people usually paying these days for healthcare without a plan?
Yeah, we typically figure that for an individual to just go out and buy insurance for themselves, you're probably $700 a month or more. And for a couple that are trying to bridge that gap, you might spend $1,500-$1,600 a month for insurance. So you've got to make sure when you're doing the budgeting that you've taken into account that additional cost, because we know when you get to age 65 and you can elect Medicare, while you're still going to have some cost, it's going to be significantly less than having to go out into the open market and buy insurance on your own. But the point is that healthcare costs are rising every single year. So, you know what you're paying for healthcare today. If you're going to retire in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, what the heck could healthcare cost in 2, 3, 4, 5 years? It's scary to even think about that.
It is. Again, this is Megan Miner and Steve Mahler, advisors with Heise Advisory Group, and this is Your Retirement Highway. If you're looking to have someone look at the risks that we're talking about today that happen to retirees and see if your current retirement plan has addressed them all, maybe it has a few of them, but has it done it for all of them, because they're all so important, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400, and let us help you figure out if there's some tweaks that you need to make on your plan.
And so another one that I wanted to touch on was this emotional or irrational investor behavior risk. So I'm talking to all of you do-it-yourselfers out there where you're trying to manage your assets and manage your portfolios on your own. And maybe while you're working and you're not paying as much attention to all of this stuff, you can do that. I met with somebody yesterday that said this is what he does. He's a do-it-yourselfer, but he's not 100% convinced that he wants to keep doing that. And, of course, he's close to retirement. And so I think what we typically see is the closer you get to retirement, the less you like this idea of doing it yourself. And part of the problem is that you're so emotionally tied to what you're doing with your own personal investments and do not want to relinquish control in many cases, it's hard to make rational decisions. And what typically happens is, as individuals, we're making decisions at the wrong time. Our emotions, we're driven by fear and greed, and so we end up making changes in our portfolios at absolutely the wrong times and then trying to get back in again at absolutely the wrong times. You know the old saying, buy low and sell high? It causes you those emotional, you know, swings of emotions, that fear and greed causes you to basically buy high and sell low. And we see that happen all the time. And it's hard to manage that fear that you have when you're doing it on your own.
I mean, it's a human instinct. We all do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what you often try to do when you're managing on your own is you look for people that think the way you do and you talk to somebody. And that's called confirmation bias. And another type of bias is called anchoring. And, you know, you're anchoring to decisions or maybe investments that you believe in or that have had past success. And that's the risk of trying to do this on your own. So if you're looking for an advisor or think you'd like to get a second opinion, reach out to us. We're Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. So we're talking about some risks that face you as you enter retirement, and there were six of them that we wanted to cover. Unfortunately, we only got through five, so maybe next show we can pick up on that last one. But we talked about sequence of return risk. We talked about longevity risk. That's people living longer. We talked about inflation risk. We all know what that is. And we talked about the risk of rising health care costs. And then last, we talked about that emotional, irrational behavior by people that are trying to manage assets on their own. So keep these in mind, and as you move forward, let's make sure that you don't have these risks in your portfolio.
And if you are concerned about any of these risks that we discussed today, now would be the time to talk about those and figure out what you need to do to ensure that those risks don't hurt your retirement. We're in the business of helping people. We do what we do because we are truly passionate about helping people like you live out the retirement of, you know, their dreams. Getting a second opinion on your retirement plan really can't hurt you at all. I promise there isn't any pressure. We just want to get to know you and help where we can. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Thanks for joining us this weekend, and we will be here again next weekend, same place, same time. See you then.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.